I cut my teeth on this story growing up. My Alabama mama was a great storyteller, and this was one of her favorites, the story of the vine and olive colony of Demopolis. After Napoleon's defeat, a tattered group of French officers and aristocrats, exiled from France, came to Alabama in 1817 and began a settlement in that rugged backcountry on the banks of the river. The American government granted them lands if they would set up a colony to plant olive groves and vineyards in this wilderness. But these French blue bloods were dismayed at the labor demanded of the agricultural experiment. They had brought finery and jewelry to the frontier, ready for dances, not the dense thickets and woodlands of the Alabama Territory. Mosquitoes, snakes, unyielding soil, and unhappy local Choctaw braves gave the aristocrats the fantods and the vapors they used to get on the ballroom floor in Paris. They quit the wild country without a grape or an olive to show for it and returned home to post-Napoleonic France. The only thing they left behind were the lovely names of Marengo County and a town called Demopolis, City of the People. A great story, but not what really happened. The only aristocrat involved was the son of a merchant. A sprinkling of French officers were there for a very short time before pulling up stakes and abandoning the colony post. Most of the settlers were refugees from New Orleans and some from Philadelphia. The government granted 92,000 acres to the project for the group of 40 people to cultivate grapes and olives, each person to pay $2 to be collected after a grace period of 14 years. An adventurer, General Lalemand, set on invading and claiming Texas, took control over the colony and eventually sold it out to speculators to finance his secret invasion of Texas, leaving less than 70 settlers in Demopolis. In 1818, the cotton crop failed. In 1819, food crops are damaged by frost. In 1821, floods destroy the crops. In 1822, a late summer storm wipes out much of the settlement. Yellow fever is a constant. By 1825, more than 20 of the original grantees had perished. After 10 years, the largest house in Demopolis was a 19-by-23-foot cabin. The imported grape strains proved unsuitable for the soil, and the olives did not take to the Alabama heat and humidity. The final straw was the discovery that by a surveying error, the colony of the vine and olive had been built outside of the grant. It wasn't even near the river. Mama's story was romantic, but the real deal may be even more intriguing.